What are your thoughts about some of the data that's coming out looking at cardiac events in patients on aromatase inhibitors? We saw in the switching trial of exemestane in the San Antonio 2004 meeting an increased rate of myocardial infarctions with exemestane. We saw with the first report of the big study looking at letrozole and excess cardiovascular mortality with letrozole. I don't think we've really seen anything with ATTACC or anastrozole at this point. What's your take on all that stuff?
My take is I'm waiting for more data. I mean, basically, we just have hints now. The first hint, I think, really came from Big Pharma. Then everybody went back and started looking, and then they saw the exemestane data. And I think we're going to see a lot more in-depth analysis of all of these aromatase inhibitor trials to see just how real this is. The cholesterol problem that appeared in the Big Pharma trial, I don't know how big an issue that is because those were not fasting specimens and it was not reproduced in the MA17 trial with the same drug. So for that reason, I think that this is one of those areas we're just going to have to wait.
What's your take on the sort of quantitative risk, at least as we've been able to see it so far? Is this something of great concern to you? Does it look like more of a statistical thing that's coming out with these huge studies? Can you kind of put it in perspective?
I don't really know that I can put it into perspective. I think that the risk would appear to be very, very low as we see it at the moment. And the benefits of the drugs appear to be quite high. And so I think that when it all boils down, when we learn more about it and have more information, we all know about the endometrial carcinoma risk of tamoxifen. We had to deal with that. We know about the cardiac toxicity risk of trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting. We have to deal with that issue. So there's going to be a lot of things we're going to have to talk with the patients about and, of course, document our charts about. But for the moment, the aromatase inhibitors and cardiac toxicity and lipid profiles, I think, remains to be resolved. And I think that should come relatively soon because of the different sub-studies in each of these very large-scale trials.